Robert Wheeler recounts the history of the Mather Mansion and his memories of the building.
The trick with the Mather Mansion is that it imported not just the materials for it, but actually the craftsmen, Italian, especially lath workers and sort of people who, the plasterers, who made all the sort of fancy sort of walls and the ceilings and stuff like that. After the family gave it up, AAA had moved into it and had put vinyl tile on the floor and things like that. And then they ultimately moved out. Cleveland State took it over at that point, and it created a college that I was involved with called First College, which was housed in it in the main house of it. And I actually had an office that had a fireplace. In the early 70s, I would bring my St. Bernard in and have her sit, lay down in front of the, you know, the sort of fireplace and sort of snore loudly, which is basically what she did. You know, and students would come in and out, she wouldn't actually notice.